Forced Migration Review, Issue 61, June 2019. Ethical Quandaries in Volunteering by Ashley Witcher. Volunteers in Greece who are filling gaps in service provision can encounter complex ethical situations for which they may be insufficiently trained and supported. Since 2015, Greece has been an entrance country and transit point into Europe for hundreds and thousands of border crossers, end note one. The EU-Turkey Agreement of 2016 transformed the country into a place of limbo, where asylum seekers are forced into precarious living conditions for up to 2 years before being returned to Turkey, given refugee status in Greece, or, far rarer, resettled in another European country. Hundreds of new arrivals continue to land every week, and tens and thousands of people are now crowded into under-resourced camps, shelters, hotels, and squats, or are living on the streets. Unpaid volunteers, many of whom have little or no previous experience in humanitarian settings and arrive only for short-term missions, fill systemic gaps in services. Between June 2017 and August 2018, I volunteered in Athens with an informal legal aid team and at a camp on the island of Lesbos, where people were housed, fed, offered classes, and assisted in carrying out entrepreneurial activities. Both organisations required a minimum of 2 months' commitment, longer than the average term of service. During this time, I also visited multiple camps, organisations and informal spaces in mainland Greece and on Lesbos, interviewing paid aid workers, government employees and volunteers. Filling gaps in services. In January 2017, a Syrian man died in his tent during the first week that Georgia, end note two, an unpaid volunteer from Northern Europe, was volunteering with a loosely associated group of activists on Lesbos. No contact details for his extended family could be found among his personal effects, so his body lay in the morgue for days. She and fellow volunteers liaised with Syrian community leaders in the camp and then published a photo of the deceased man on Facebook. And within a few days, she was speaking with his family. According to Georgia, the organisations and governing bodies being paid to house and protect this man did not have the capacity to contact his family, whereas she, a recently arrived, unpaid activist with little previous experience with this population, was able to do so in a matter of days. When the man's brother, a resettled refugee in Northern Europe, came to identify the body, the volunteers accompanied him to the morgue and aided the transfer of his brother's body back to Syria. Georgia and the other volunteers had done what was needed, yet it was problematic that this small group of unpaid volunteers had assumed the responsibilities of paid protection agency staff. The most glaring consequence of this was that the deceased man's family members learned of his death through social media. In Athens, even official protection agencies are unable to fulfill their roles adequately. Hundreds, probably thousands, of unaccompanied children sleep in the streets or in informal squatter sites. A few volunteers within the legal assistance team decided to find respite for two young boys, 16 and 17 years old, who had been living on the streets for months. The volunteers began with the usual channels, calling UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, meeting with other organisations and even inquiring at informal squats. Finding no accommodation, they paid for the two boys to stay in a hotel for some nights in order to gain strength, shower and get a few good nights' sleep. On their first evening in the hotel, the boys drank alcohol and sexually assaulted a female tourist staying in another room. The shocked volunteers tried to locate the tourist, who had already left the city. They contacted a youth service organisation whose leadership met with the legal team and spoke at length with the boys. I noticed that much of the conversation between the volunteers about this incident centred on the ethical dilemmas with which they had